From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Lavender graduations, or lavender celebrations, are ceremonies that honor LGBTQ college graduates and their accomplishments. They recognize the extra hurdles LGBTQ students may face on their way to earn their diplomas. UAB started hosting an annual lavender celebration in 2017, but the most recent was last week. This morning, we'll hear from two of the people behind the celebration.
My name is Daniel Blackwood. My pronouns are they, them, and he, him. I am the LGBTQ program's graduate assistant here at UAB. I think that our LGBTQ, especially our transgender students, they're really looking to see, you know, who cares about them right now and who's affirming their experiences. LGBTQ students are, you know, occasionally faced with harassment or discrimination because of their queer identities. So to give them a space to say, hey, we recognize this may have been hard for you. There may have been struggles that your cisgender and straight peers did not have to face on their way to graduation. And so because of that, we want to really take the time to say we are so proud of you. And then we also every year honor four recipients of the Lavender Awards. One of our award recipients, who actually just completed her PhD at UAB, the now Dr. Megan Sullivan, she actually was one of the founders of Lavender Celebration back when she worked with our office several years ago.
I'm Megan Sullivan, she, her, and I just graduated with my PhD from the School of Education here at UAB. You know, one of the things that I talk about in my current work is the need for joy. And I think that Lavender Celebration is a really great moment to lean into joy despite anything else that's happening, and a time to say that, you know, I can celebrate who I am and what I've done simultaneously and look at this community of people who are there with me.
The best part of it for me is how uplifted you feel by your community in that moment, because I, like a lot of other LGBTQ students, kind of had to make a choice throughout my college career to either choose protecting myself and celebrating my identity or maintaining a relationship with my family and the community that I grew up with.
These are very important everywhere, but I think in the South, they are particularly important. We hear these narratives, these stereotypes that in order to be happy, you have to leave the Deep South. You got to go to the coast. You got to go to the big cities. You can't stay here to thrive. And I think that these sorts of celebrations, especially when they're happening on a large research, you know, institution in the middle of Alabama, really show that that's not true, that there are amazing people here doing phenomenal work and that you can find community.
I was really excited that I got to chair the Lavender Planning Committee this year for our first celebration back in person. And so a joke that we kept saying around the committee was, we got a balloon arch for Lavender Celebration. This is the first time we've had a balloon arch at one of our LGBTQ events. We're moving up.
It's just really nice to see how it keeps going and it gets amplified every year. Every generation is just really getting more visible, more vocal, and it's becoming a part of tradition here. These things need to and do exist outside of the political climate. Like, these are done for LGBTQ folks. The history is there in order to celebrate that community and that joy. And so having a respite from all of the things, you know, the struggles and the activism and the organizing is really great, but we also need to constantly be in that moment of celebration and joy and recognizing each other and connecting with each other, regardless of whether we're winning or we're still in the fight.
That was Megan Sullivan and Daniel Blackwood. Both are involved in UAB's Lavender Celebration. This conversation was produced by Kyra Miles, a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM. UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently.